This is a BTS podcast for www.abovetopsecret.com.
It's time once again for
Mondo Bizarro.
Mondo Bizarro is brought to you by the mentally challenged, the politically incorrect, and the continuing fall and decline of civilization as we know it. And now, from some hole in the ground, here's Johnny Anonymous.
And welcome, friends, to show number 11 of Mondo Bizarro, a program that celebrates how less than intelligent our species really is. I'm Johnny Anonymous, and I will be your surgeon as we uncover and dissect these problematic symptoms. All reports are 100% genuine and true. So prepare to be knocked unconscious as we need to remove a cancerous tumor called Mondo Bizarro.
Real Bizarro news.
In Staffordshire, a Christmas shopper was stunned when a talking teddy bear he had bought for his son shouted out "Crick" when he took it out of the box. The talking toy is a copy of Nev the Bear, the star of a BBC's children's show. It should have said, "I love you, frightened, and yum yum." Retail stores now say they have removed a batch of the bears and are currently investigating the situation. In Durham, North Carolina, when little Stevie Long and his mother and sister were held at gunpoint by armed robbers who forced their way into the family's apartment, the four-year-old boy changed into his Power Rangers costume and attacked the assailants, scaring them off. The boy managed to sneak out of the room while one of the home invaders was holding the rest of the family at gunpoint. Minutes later, he jumped back into the room with his new Power Ranger disguise on. "Get away from my family," he shouted, swinging his plastic sword. The robber and his accomplice fled with credit cards, jewelry, and cash, but abandoned then their plans to force Stevie's mother to go to an ATM to withdraw more money. Stevie's aunt, Heather Evans, said a counselor had suggested that Stevie needed to improve his distinction between fantasy and reality. "He fully believes he morphed into a Power Ranger," she said. The U.S. Secret Service, which regards itself as the world's most elite protection team, was yesterday nursing a badly wounded pride thanks to an Argentinian purse snatcher and a mugger. The biggest embarrassment for the tough guys who talk into their collars came when it emerged that thieves stole a purse and a mobile telephone from President George W. Bush's daughter under the less-than-watchful eye of her bodyguards, the Secret Service. It is believed that the theft took place over the weekend at a restaurant in San Telmo, Buenos Aires, while Barbara Bush was on holiday with her twin sister, Jenna. And if that wasn't bad enough, one of the agents who was part of the Bush's twins' advance detail had earlier been badly beaten up during a night out in the town. Details of these incidences emerged on what is a black date for the Secret Service, the anniversary of the assassination of former President John F. Kennedy in Dallas 43 years ago. A Croatian man escaped almost unhurt after crashing 700 feet down the side of a canyon in his car and landing in a tree. Sido Jurbik was left with only a few bruised ribs after losing control of his car on the Velvet Mountain, driving off the road into this canyon. His car hit the rock wall of the deep gully twice before getting caught in the branches of a tree on the canyon floor 700 feet below. Jurbik used his mobile phone to call rescue services who pulled him out of the car. Doctors who examined him later said that apart from bruising to his chest, he was unhurt. Jurbik told them that he had been wearing his seatbelt and during the fall, the car's airbags had inflated, protecting him from serious injury. Pink lighting may be introduced in towns in Lancashire in a bid to stop teenagers from committing crimes. Besides creating a calming atmosphere, the pink lights also show up spots on the human skin. Police spokesman Inspector John Ainsworth hopes the lights could lead to a drop in antisocial behavior. He wants to put the lights in well-known local trouble spots in Preston, reports the BBC. Inspector Ainsworth said, "Pink lighting will make a difference to some people, perhaps not the hardcore element, but it is one of the range of measures that we are thinking of using across the region." Scientists in Germany say they are developing a spray-on condom. Jan Vincent Kraus from the Institute for Condom Consultancy said it would be perfect for men of all sizes. "We're trying to develop the perfect condom for men that's suited to every size of the penis shape, and we're very serious about it." His team are developing a spray can into which the man inserts his penis. Then at the push of a button, it is coated in a rubber condom. "It works by spraying on latex from nozzles on all sides," he said. "We call it the 360-degree procedure, once round and from top to the bottom. It's a bit like a car wash." He said the plan was to make the condom ready for use in about 5 seconds and claimed it would function more effectively as it would probably fit better and not slip off. Mr. Kraus hopes the high-tech condom, which will be available in different strengths and colors, will be on the market by the year 2008. A German man who was circumcised against his will during an emergency penis surgery is now suing his doctor for cash to rebuild his foreskin. Karl Spandl, age 50, from Bonn, was rushed to the Troisdorf Hospital for surgery after a painful abscess developed on his penis. But while he was under the knife, his doctor, who is unnamed for legal reasons, also chose to remove his foreskin to prevent further complications. Spandl said, "When I woke up, I almost passed out again with shock. I never said they could do that, and now I have almost no feeling at all in the tip. My sex life has been totally ruined." The mechanic is now demanding £14,000, or around $28,000, from his surgeon for a second penis operation, this time to rebuild his foreskin using membranes taken from the inside of his mouth. The case will now be decided by the Bonn Higher Regional Court.
Bizarro Holiday.
And your monthly observances continue with National Stress-Free Family Holidays Month, National Sign Up for Summer Camp Month. Your weekly observances are: through the 22nd, it's Operation Santa Paws Week. Through the 9th, it's National Hand Washing Awareness Week. The 10th through the 16th, it's Human Rights Week. Your daily calendar of events for December include: December 7th is National Cotton Candy Day, International Civil Aviation Day, Letter Writing Day, and Pearl Harbor Day. December 8th, it's Take It in the Ear Day and National Brownie Day. December the 9th, it's National Pastry Day, Day of the Horse, International Shareware Day, and Weary Willie Day. December the 10th, it's Festival for the Souls of Dead Whales, International Children's Day, and Human Rights Day. December the 11th is National Noodle Ring Day and International Mountain Day. December the 12th is National Ding-a-ling Day, Poinsettia Day, and Gingerbread House Day. December the 13th is Pick a Pathologist Pal Day, and also Ice Cream and Violins Day.
Bizarro Facts.
The housefly hums in the middle octave key of F. After the Civil War, the United States sued Great Britain for damages that were caused by them building ships for the Confederacy. "We originally asked for $1 billion, but settled on $25 million. There is a word in the English language with only one vowel which occurs 6 times. It is indivisibility. The Mongol Emperor Genghis Khan's original name was Temujin. The average human brain has about 100 billion nerve cells. The largest cabbage grown weighed 144 pounds. The inventor of the flushing toilet was named Thomas Crapper. A cat has 32 muscles in each ear. In England, the Speaker of the House is not allowed to speak. Deborah Winger was the actress that did the voice of E.T. in Steven Spielberg's movie. Stewardesses is the longest word that can be typed with only the left hand. Whitby, Ontario has more donut stores per capita than any other place in the world. Tigers have striped skin, not just striped fur. Nerve impulses to and from the brain travel as fast as 170 miles or 274 kilometers per hour. The average person will spend 2 weeks over their lifetime waiting for the traffic light to change. Telly Savalas and Louis Armstrong both died on their birthdays. The average chocolate bar has 8 insect legs in it. A can of Span is opened every 4 seconds. Al Capone's business card said he was a used furniture dealer. The thyroid cartilage is more commonly known as the Adam's apple. More than 2,500 left-handed people are killed every year from using right-handed products.
The cruise liner, the Queen Elizabeth II, moves only 6 inches or 15 centimeters for each gallon of diesel that it burns.
Well, friends, that's going to wrap up show number 11 of Mondo Bizarro. We hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, why not give us a quick little email or private message? Until next time, remember to keep your eyes towards the skies, but your feet on the ground. That's all, folks.